It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 46 of the Podketeer Podcast. I am live right now at this moment outside the Lego store, which is open this weekend here at Downtown Disney. And it is certainly improved. They have a huge dragon, a purple and black dragon, up on the roof of the place, breathing fire down on some poor little Lego guy on the back of a horse, and he's got a Lego sword in his hand. And then they've also got Buzz Lightyear and strapped to a rocket holding on to Woody, blasting off from rock formation and climbing down the rocks is the little radio control car whose name I don't recall at the moment. And they've got Belle and the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. The neatest thing though is inside they have a huge genie from Aladdin and magic carpet with Aladdin and I forget the princess's name, forgive me, but Aladdin's never been one of my favorite Disney movies, so I don't recall the name offhand. But that's inside, and the genie is, I think, the best-looking one of all of them. Although the dragon's pretty close. So you definitely need to get out here to Downtown Disney and check out the new Lego store. It is definitely worth a visit. I came out here today to get my wife a new Mother's Day pin. It's pretty cool. It's got all the Winnie the Pooh characters on it. My wife's other Mother's Day pin has kind of started not functioning very well. It's got a little cover that closes on, and it used to latch, and the latch wore off of it, so now it just flaps open and closed as she walks, so that didn't work too well. So I got her a new one. Also got her an iPad. She didn't have that yet. She's going to get that tomorrow. This is Saturday. So she doesn't have her present yet because tomorrow's Mother's Day. Hopefully she'll like it. I don't even have an iPad. But I think she'll enjoy it. She likes sitting and watching TV and messing around on the computer. But unfortunately, the good TV is in the living room and the computer is in my office. So she has to be separated doing both. This way, she can get on her iPad and surf the internet while she watches TV, so I think it'll be the best of both worlds. All right, Podketeers, I'm going to wander off into the park and see what kind of trouble I can get into. Alright, Podketeers, I made my way into Disneyland. As you just might be able to tell from the assorted sound effects, got the Main Street Band playing over just in front of the Mad Hatter. And Donald Duck is dancing. A bunch of cast members watching. And the streetcar just went by, pulled by a horse. Yeah, I've got some old footage of the park with the fire wagon being pulled with passengers on it. I don't recall seeing that used in a long time. It's always sitting inside the fire department building there. So I guess either they were using a different one, because it kind of looks a little different than the one that's parked in there, or I just haven't happened to see it. Maybe they just use it for special occasions now. But it was a regular thing back in the 50s. Like I say, I've got footage just on a regular old day, and there were passengers being pulled up and down Main Street. It's a rather crowded day today. Lots of people. I can see why, though. It's a beautiful day. Absolutely gorgeous. Okay, well, I'm going to wander on down Main Street, and as I said before, see what kind of trouble I can get into. So once I find something interesting to tell you about, I'll be back. Well, you know, here's something I have never seen before. There's moss growing in the grout on the bricks on Main Street on the sidewalk. I mean, I've been coming here for a very, very long time, and I have never seen this. This is an unfortunate sign that maybe the maintenance here ain't what it used to be. Because they used to come through here and clean these sidewalks every night, and they used to steam clean them. Yeah, this wouldn't stand up to a good steam cleaning. I would take a picture of it, put it on the website as part of the podcast, so you get a chance to look at that picture. It's definitely something unusual. I'll tell somebody about the moss on the sidewalk. I don't know if it'll do any good. Probably not. Whenever I see something, it looks like they're not maintaining the place, I say something. We'll see if it does any good. All right, well, pause this out again and wander around. Oh, and Penny Arcade is open again. Well, you can tell they've cleaned the place up. Definitely.
How are you? Good, Daddy.
Okay, I got interrupted there for a second. A friend of mine. Yeah, they rearranged things. They used to have the counter in the center of the store over here on the Carnation side of the building. But now they've moved the counter to the side and then put an additional counter on the other side. Two of them, actually. So there's where there used to be pretty much one place to pay, there's now three places to pay. Which should make things flow just a little better. And it's refurbished, very nice. A lot of new chandeliers and different displays. It kind of reminds me of the one in Florida. It's patterned after that one. Just a little. The one in Florida's bigger. Let's see Gibson Grill. That's open also. Let's see what that looks like. It looks pretty much the same. It's a little bit different. The counter is different. They've got a straight counter along the wall with more stations. So that should make things go a little faster there. More places to pay. Helps you spend money. Now there's fewer things in here.
Where's the trade station?
It's down there.
There's definitely fewer coin operated machines in here than there used to be. There's just about 6-7 of them when you first come in. Let's see, two on the other side.
them, and that's it. There's 9 of them, and then the big, what do they call it, velocipede? Or not a velocipede, that's a ride that you ride on. I mean, it's something similar, the name, the musical piece of equipment in the back of the room back here. Let's see, I'll go back here and see if it's got the name on it. No, it just says M. Welt and Son, Freeburg, IB, New York. The thing it doesn't have anymore is it doesn't have the coin slot anymore. So it's like they just play it whenever they feel like it, if at all. But it's still a... Looks like it's been refurbished, polished. Very cool. Alright. Let's see what else is open. I'll tell you about. I'll do that. I'm down here about the end of Main Street by the Hub. It is very pretty. A lot of spring flowers. Matterhorn looks gorgeous. You got the water running now. It looks like it's just about ready to start rolling there. It won't be officially opened until June the 15th. Although I'm sure they'll have a soft opening. Probably a day or two before that, run it for a little while. That's what they usually do. Let's see here. What do we got today? We got the Autopia 25 minutes, Big Thunder Mountain 30 minutes, Indiana Jones 50 minutes.
Yeah,
Roger Rabbit's is closed, Space Mountain 50 minutes, Splash Mountain 75, that's pretty good. That's a Saturday, I guess, so to be expected. Finding Nemo 25, Haunted Mansion 25, and Pirates 20. So that's not too bad for a Saturday. It's pretty warm, so a lot of people wanting to get on Splash Mountain, cool off. Yeah, looks like they got pretty much everything open. The Coca-Cola Terrace didn't look any different. So what it was closed for, I'm not sure. Like I say, it does not look any different. But as I say, definite changes to the Gibson Girl and the Penny Arcade. So check out the Penny Arcade. It's pretty nice looking. I'm going to wander over here and see what they've done to the Carnation Plaza Garden and see if they've started the construction. They absolutely have started the construction. It is walled off. You can't get over there at all. Now I wonder if they've walled off my favorite little walkway. Seriously. Very nice little walkway from the Frontierland side. We used to go over there. So we'll see if that's blocked off. I imagine it probably will be.
What are those called?
It's kind of funny, no matter which way I go, it always seems like I'm headed against traffic. Yep, we got the walkway closed off. Bummer. So my favorite resting spot is at least temporarily closed. might be permanent. We'll have to see what, how they set that up, if they have a back entrance to it. I got a sneaking suspicion that they may not. All right, I'll be back. Well, they're doing some major reconstruction over here at the shooting gallery. Got the whole front of the facade torn off. And you've got the pin trading post is only open from one side. Yeah, they'll probably have this done by summer. They usually try to get all of the closures out of the way by summertime. And it's not quite summertime yet. It's getting close though. I took a better look at the Mother's Day pin. It's cute. Like I said, it's got all the Winnie the Pooh characters. It's got a little hole cut out and a little chain loop with a heart with the 2012 on it hanging inside the little cutout. It's cute. It's cute, and it allows them to be able to take that off and put a 13 on it, just in case. Well, they got the Columbia sailing ship running today. Well, it must be pretty full if they got a boat running. I don't know if they're both running or just one of them.
I'm so glad the royalty has come back. What kingdom are you princess of?
I have the mayor of Frontierland, or I think that's what they call them.
Yeah.
He's out interacting with the crowd.
Come on, folks, gather round down here in front of the Golden Horseshoe. It's a beautiful day.
I'll go over here and get a little audio from him.
Announcements to make. I know I'm going to make a couple people very happy. Howdy, howdy. How you all doing passing through, I see. Come on, folks. Gather around. You can see things again. Get your line like I've never seen before. I have some very, very important announcements to make. What we call a manna day. That's why I brought a manna. Let me get my soapbox out over here, too. Every good politician needs one. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Frontierland! Thank you. My name is Sam J. McGillicuddy, and I want to be the next mayor of Frontierland. Now, we do have the election coming up, and since I'm the only one running for office, I do hope you'll see fit to re-elect me. I will be the best mayor this town has ever seen. And since I'm the only mayor this town has ever seen, that's saying a lot. Now, I have a new campaign slogan this year, The Future is right around the corner.
Head through the hills! She's coming! It's awful! It's terrible!
Well, boys, I'm gonna hide behind you. Look out.
Clem! Clodhopper, where'd you come from?
Just right around the corner.
Well, now stay out of my future. And what are you doing interrupting my campaign speech?
Well, it's your daughter.
Oh, that dude is not my daughter.
No, not that. Listen, it's your daughter, Sally Mae McGillicuddy. She's got some crazy idea in her head that I'm gonna marry her. Now, why wouldn't she get a notion like that?
Just calm down a second, Clem. I think I mentioned something like that to her this morning.
Aw, Sam, I ain't gonna marry your daughter.
You gotta marry Sally Mae.
Says who?
Well, excuse me, because I am the mayor and you're not.
Sir, I respect your deal. I just don't wanna have anything to do with that girl of yours.
Clem, you are the last eligible bachelor here in Frontierland. I'll tell you what, in front of all these good people here, give me one good reason why you won't marry Sally.
Well, I've seen her.
Oh, come on
down. Hold on a second. That came out wrong. I ain't no prize myself. But his daughter, Sally Mae, I tell you what, she could scare a hungry dog off a meat wagon.
Stop that.
She could make a train take a dirt road.
Right.
I asked your daughter once how old she was. You know what she said? This.
That was years ago. Look, folks, I admit my daughter is not the most beautiful girl in the world, but she is beautiful where it counts. beautiful on the inside.
You ought to flip her inside out.
All right. All right, enough of that, Clem. You got to marry Sally, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, I can't. I want to hear what I got to do.
Oh, yeah, the future is right around the corner.
Wait a minute. I got it.
Yeah, well, don't give it to me. It looks like it's spread to your legs.
No, I got me an idea.
Ooh, a first.
Yeah. What if we were to find ourselves a fella we never laid eyes on Sally Mae, and we got him to marry her?
What, Mike? What are you talking about? A contest?
Yeah.
And the winner gets to marry Sally Mae.
That sounds great.
Oh, come on, Clem. That would never work. You know how picky she is. Besides, what are we going to find a man wearing pink Converse and a brown shirt and some sunglasses?
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, he's standing right there.
Grab sir, him. Come over here and help us out. Let's hear from cowboy number one. Yeah! Look like you'd have fun. Let's hear for cowboy number two, right here. Come on.
Two, right over here.
We need somebody big and strong and a family man. Come on over here and help us out. Let's hear for cowboy number three. Cobblestone, so you get the best view.
Fine.
That way people can get on around you.
Don't want you to get hit by a runaway churro cart or anything like that. All right, put him down now.
Look at these fellas.
You've done a good job. These are three mighty fine specimens of manhood.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Hold it. We got ourselves a problem.
Now what?
We got three good-looking fellas up here, but we need a host or master ceremonies to run this shindig.
Oh, Clem, have no fear. I can handle that.
What makes you think you're qualified?
Qualified, smallified. I've got the outfit.
Hey, look at that. And the crowd went wild. Come on. Yeah. You look like a big almond roca.
Thank you, Clem.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sally Mae McGillicuddy's Wild West Wedding Roundup. Now, we are about to make these cowboys' dreams come true.
Now what, Clem? I got one more idea.
What's that?
Let's blindfold these fellas.
Blindfold? Yeah. I was just going to bring out Sally Mae.
Oh, you're right. We should nail them to their seats.
All right. Blindfold them. Just blindfold them.
All right. Take off your glasses, dude.
While he's doing that, folks, let me take a moment to tell you a little bit about my daughter. She is the 3-time goat milking champion of Frontierland. She's the pride of the Ponderosa, the very fruit of my looms. She has won every pie eating contest ever held here in the land. You know, she made her mom and me so proud when she got the title role of Old Yeller in the town pageant.
Yeah.
And you might have seen her. She was featured last month on the cover of Field & Stream magazine. Now, she's a bit shy, so I want you to put your hands together. Give her a hoot and holler welcome to my daughter, Miss Sally Mae McGillicuddy!
Clem, you get over here. I'm going to send the posse after you.
I don't feel good.
Master mouth resuscitation.
Oh, I'm okay.
Eddie, you said Clem was going to marry me. He just keeps running away.
Sally Mae, I never said I was going to marry you.
That is not what you said when we was pulling Kathy.
Listen, Clem has decided he don't want to marry you no more.
I gotta get married. Look at me, my clock is ticking.
Girl, it looks like your alarm went off.
Stop. Look what Daddy has done. I have rounded up 3 potential future husbands just for you.
I'll take them all. I'll start with this one in the middle and then work my way. Hello there. But you know, I could grow something like this in about a day.
It's not a buffet. You only get to pick one of them.
One?
Yeah, just one.
All right, 1 potato, 2 potato, 3 potato. Oh, come here, you big spud.
Whoa, no. Let's do this all up right now. Here's how it works.
Right.
You ask these cowboys 3 questions.
Uh-huh.
They respond, you compare and contrast the answers, and then you choose who'd make the best husband for you.
Well, I'm ready.
All right,
let's say we're on the wide open range, and they're a wild animal, and look at you, little tattooed boy. I bet you're a wild animal. What wild animal would they be?
All right. Well, that's a good way to get to know them. All right, husband number one, you get the first chance to impress my daughter. She likes those wild frontier animals. Think about yourself. What wild animal would you be? A buffalo.
Oh, he's the one.
You could be his buffalo gal. How about that? All right. All right, husband number two, now think about yourself. What wild animal would you be? A rabbit.
Well, one good thing about him, if he gives me trouble, I'll cut his foot off and save it for good luck.
Calm down, darling. You're not married yet. All right. Husband number three, what animal would you be?
A chicken.
A chicken!
Well, throw him back. I don't feel like chicken tonight.
I'm a little concerned about all this roadkill, but let's just move on to the next question.
All right, let's say we're on the Mark Twain riverboat on the honeymoon cruise. What romantic song would they
It's all right. It's got places to go. Nothing to see. Keep moving.
Wow.
What was that? Oh.
Does he work here?
Yeah. Well, what was the question on? We're going to go on the ship.
Oh, yeah. Let's say we're on our honeymoon cruise. What romantic song would they sing for me?
Oh, clever. You get to see their romantic side. Right, husband number one, I want you to picture this. It's your honeymoon night. You're sailing on the Mark Twain, a beautiful moonlit evening. You're gazing into Sally Mae's good eye. Now, what romantic song would you sing to her? Oh, the theme from Titanic.
Oh, you are mine.
Ooh, all right, he's a real romantic. And I know you are too, husband number two. What song would you sing to Sally? Yeah, song, you know. You've heard of music, right? Millions of songs out there. Pick one. That one.
It's like a human speed bump, that one there.
All right, cut down here. Husband number three, what song would you sing?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
You know, I got a song for him.
What's that?
Who punched my lights out. Hey, I will make that chicken extra crispy.
Calm down, darling. Remember those anger management classes.
You failed those classes.
Yeah, you know, it is. All right, let's just move on to the last question.
All right, let's say we're on a farm and pretend that I'm their little piggy. Give me your best see-wee piggy call.
Oh, all right, we're going to change this up. This isn't a question, husband number one. Just want you to show off that vocal prowess. Let's hear your best hog call.
Here, piggy, here.
Well, open the barn, I'm coming in.
All right, now, this one's right up your alley, husband number two. Don't have to think of an answer. Let's just hear your best hog call.
There he goes again.
At least you know he snores, darling. That's husband number three. Let's hear your hog call.
Yeah, put on.
I'm going to give him a karate chop.
No.
He needs discipline, Daddy. I will fry him up, stick him in a bucket, and kick him over to Knott's Berry Farm.
This isn't Knott's Berry Farm, no. This is the happiest place on earth.
He would make me happy to smack him.
We're not trying to make you happy. We're trying to get you married. All right, it is time to decide, darling, who's it going to be?
Oh, I don't know. I need some help with this decision.
Good people, please help my daughter to decide. Let's do it by the sound of your applause. Should it be husband number one? Husband number two! Or husband number three.
If we're gonna have pork chops, we gotta have applesauce.
Darling, it's pretty close. I think you're gonna have to make a final call. Who's it gonna be?
You know, I think I'm gonna go with my favorite. That's gonna be Cowboy Number One!
Right down here, I'm going to introduce you to the husbands you didn't choose. All right, let's start down here with husband number three. Now, he likes to take long walks over short periods and believes in hair products for men. Husband number three, say hello to Sally Mae.
What do you think, man?
My beauty is shocking.
Thank you. Okay, head on back. Give him a big hand. Come on now. Now, husband number two came to us all the way from somewhere over there. Husband number two, say hello to Sally Mae.
Ta-da!
I don't get kissed or nothing.
Give him a big hand. Thank you so much, husband number two.
Yeah,
exactly. All
here comes that moment that we have all been waiting for.
Be a man, she is.
Say hello to Sally Mae.
What do you think, man?
Look what I found, number four.
I think he's here with his lady.
I can take her.
Clem Clotup, you are going to marry my daughter, and that's final.
Why? Just because you're the mayor, you say so?
I say so because I am the mayor and you're not.
Well, in that case, I can Clothopper. I'm going to run for mayor. Who's with me, huh? Come on!
Wait a minute. You intend to run against me?
I do.
Dang, he said I do.
Oh, no. Not yet.
In that case, Clem Clothopper, I challenge you to a mayoral debate right back here at 2:55.
I'll be here at 2:55.
All right, you will be here. I will be here. Let's let folks get here early. Get a good spot right here on these cobblestones. We're the Larry Stock Company. We'll be back at 2:55 as this saga continues.
And don't you worry, I'm going to be the best mayor this town's ever seen.
Clem, I'll be your first lady.
Oh, you got to be a lady first.
Well, that was pretty cool. In case you didn't guess, the lady was actually a guy. Looked a lot like Jamie Farr from MASH. So, by the way, the Mark Twain is running, so it's pretty crowded. Otherwise, they wouldn't have them both running. All right, well, on with the show. I apologize if you're getting wind noise, because it's pretty breezy. So I'll see what is up over this way, New Orleans Square. Over here in Frontierland, they've got the pin traders moved across the other side of the little pathway from the Westward Ho trading post. Why that is, I'm not quite sure, because I don't really see why they'd create any problem with them being on the other side. For some reason, they moved them. So when you come here, don't despair, they're still there, just on the other side of the path. Now they've change the fence posts here along the pathway from the hub over into Frontierland. Put new fence posts in. The simulated wood. They look like wood, but they're actually made out of epoxy resin. I heard Raleigh Crump talking about that, said that the original ones there in Frontierland were all wood, and then they started getting worn out. They took them and made a cast of them and replaced the wooden ones with resin. They look very similar. For many, many years, I didn't know they weren't wood. Kind of something similar to what they did with the lampposts along Main Street, which I mentioned in an earlier episode. Those used to be cast iron, and they were replaced with fiberglass. They just took a mold off of the original ones and made replicas. Looks just the same. Find some old pictures and don't look different at all. Probably the biggest change they've made here in terms of something that was here originally and is different now is the benches. Benches used to all be green and now they're wood colored. The slats are. The iron part's still green, but the slats used to be green also, but now they are wood colored. And that's quite a difference if you see some of the old photographs. Not that it functionally makes any difference, but it does look different. All right, well, I'm going to make my way over into Tomorrowland and scope that out. And then I'm going to wrap up the show. I'm going to add a review. I haven't done a review for a couple of weeks. I was intending to do them every week, but just haven't found time to put them together. I'm going to do one this week on a show that I really like. Surprisingly enough, considering the production value, it's Diz Unplugged. Diz as in Disney. And it's a really interesting show. So I'll go over to Tomorrowland, see what's up over there, and then we'll put together the review. Well, everything over here in Tomorrowland is crowded beyond my desire to ride. So, I think I shall follow the track to nowhere here. This used to be the People Mover and the Rocket Ride. It's now just a track to nowhere. They really need to get rid of it, because it is just a reminder of better days of Tomorrowland. So, that being said, I'm going to abandon Tomorrowland and abandon my trip today to Disneyland. And head home, gotta get ready for Mother's Day tomorrow. I bought my wife an iPad, and I have to get it set up, charged, and ready for her to use. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a review that I haven't done yet. I've listened to the show a couple episodes and I really liked it. So I'm going to give you a little more detail and where you can find it at and so forth of Diz Unplugged. So on with that.
It's just that Diz is on the way.
Hey Podketeers, it's just a real quick little review here. It's a show that I found. I don't normally talk about Orlando shows, but I really kind of like the atmosphere and the way these people all get along. It's called Diz Unplugged. And I happened across it because a lot of the Disney podcasts are going away. A lot of my favorite ones. And I'm starting to kind of search a little bit for some more podcasts. And there aren't a lot of Disneyland ones. There are a lot more Orlando ones than there are Disneyland. And this one's done by Pete Werner, Julie Martin, Corey Martin, Kevin Close, John Maggie, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Kathy Werling, Walter Eccles, and Teresa Eccles. They do a really nice job. It kind of has a little bit of the feel like Mousetalgia, but it's not nearly as well produced as Mousetalgia, but it's still got a lot of nice interplay between the people, and they talk about, they did one on like a March Madness kind of thing where they were talking about their favorite rides and restaurants and pitting them against each other and voting on them. And it was kind of interesting. It was a cute idea. The production values aren't really there. It's mostly just talking to each other, and it sounds like it's done on Skype. But it's, like I say, it's good interaction between the people, and I think it's worth listening to. So if you get a chance, give a listen to Diz Unplugged. Well, coming up next here, I've got a little clip that I found on YouTube that is reportedly, according to Disney, the very last thing that Walt Disney ever filmed. And it's an introduction to a movie called Follow Me, Boys. It won't make a whole lot of sense because the movie isn't here. A lot of the things he talks about were you're not going to hear. So just play that for you, and just it's kind of odd. Because, like I say, knowing that this is the very last thing he's going to film, I mean, it looks pretty good in the video. So, on with that, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Enjoy. Good evening, friends. I'm sorry to have to welcome you to this invitational showing of Follow Me Boys in this way. I'd give anything to be there with you. But this seems to be one of those times I'm tied down here at the studio night and day. Of course, it's always this way when we're shooting a picture. And it so happens we're in the middle of shooting one right now. It's a comedy feature called Blackbeard's Ghost, starring Peter Ustinov, Dee Jones, and Susan Plachette. Now, we've completed quite a few pictures since finishing Follow Me Boys. But there's one special one that I just have to mention. It's titled The Happiest Millionaire. Now, this is one we call a happy family musical. It's the true story of the fabulous Anthony Drexel Biddle family of Philadelphia in the era of 1917. Now, the stars are Fred McMurray, a real Disney favorite, as Mr. Biddle, the lovely Greer Garson as Mrs. Biddle, two newcomers, Leslie Ann Warren and John Davidson, playing Cordelia Biddle and Angie Duke. And it was the romance between these two that brought together the Biddle and Duke family. And introducing the fabulous Tommy Steele, star of the Broadway hit Half a Sixpence. Tommy plays the part of John Lawless, the butler. Now, there's a sequence in the picture that I like very much to run for you. It's that part where Tommy, fresh off the boat from Ireland, has been sent by an employment agency to the Biddle home to apply for the job as butler. He walks in unannounced, and this is what happened. Well, that's just one of the many songs in the show. And naturally, being part Irish, it's one of my favorites, of course. Now, The Happiest Millionaire won't be released until late next year. So let's get on with the business at hand, and that is Follow Me Boys. To us, this is a very special kind of motion picture, and one of which we're very proud. It has a fine cast, and oh yes, you're about to meet a 15-year-old boy for whom I predict a great acting future. His name is Kurt Russell. I hope you enjoy the show, and incidentally, have a handkerchief handy. If you're like me, you're not only going to laugh a lot, but you're going to shed a few happy tears. So thanks for coming, and again, I'm sorry I can't be there with you personally for this occasion, but here now is Follow Me Boys.
Well, that was definitely kind of sad. You could hear in Walt's voice that something was wrong. Now, of course, you know what it was, but certainly is sad to hear that.
Hey, Podketeers. That'll just about do it for episode 46 of Podketeer. Hope you enjoyed the show, and hope you'll join us here next week at the happiest place on Earth. So y'all take care of yourselves. You have a magical Disney week, and we'll see you at the park.
I wanna go park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. Jungle cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parading, my heart soaring. Everyone dancing, fireworks blasting, let's go to Disney summer night dash. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight. Move a busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight.
Podcatcher is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse Copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcatcher.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.